Many thanks to Sriman Vishnu Swami Das Adhikari for bringing the holy names of Krishna to all the villages of Telangana. The government of Telangana wants to bring water to all the villages. So that's a good thing. Water means life. Without water, there's no life. But without Krishna bhakti, there's also no life. Water keeps the body alive. And Krishna bhakti keeps us spiritually alive. So, very good also that Sriman Radha Krishna Charan Das Adhikari is bringing the message of Bhagavad Gita as it is here. Krishna bhakti is based on the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Intelligent people, what does it mean to be intelligent? Intelligent means they're interested in knowledge. There are so many schools and colleges and universities in India and all over the world. In fact, this looks like a school building right here, is it? So in the schools and colleges, they teach something. What is the purpose of that teaching? That the children, they will be benefited for their future. So Bhagavad Gita also gives the knowledge by which we'll be benefited for the future. The knowledge that we get in the school, that may help us to get some kind of job or help us in our future life. But the Bhagavad Gita is the best knowledge. Bhagavad Gita teaches what they don't teach in the schools. The knowledge that will help us eternally. Someone who gets a what's called a good education, they might get a good job. But however well educated one may be in material subjects, that will not save us from suffering in this material world. We see so many children here. They're all students in this school, is it? So generally, when they're young, they're very hopeful, they'll have a very happy future. But realistically speaking, life is just one big struggle. And at the end, death. And after that, birth again. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. As Lord Krishna points out in the Bhagavad Gita, everyone is born, has to die,
And everyone dies, has to get born.
And when you get born, you start struggling again. Then you die again. And it goes on and on like this. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathar ishayanam. This is the story of your life. Born again, die again. Some people think that sadhus, they have some mystic power and they know everything about you. So I can look at any one of you and I know everything about you. I can sum it up, any one of you. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. That is the story of your life, past lives and future lives. Again and again born, again and again die. Do they teach you this in the school? I don't think so. They say, we don't teach religion. We have to be secular. Near sampradayak, asampradayak.
Secular,
there must be some word in secular. Asampradayak, is it?
Asampradayak, and ye matani kuda avaru prosinchu atla untaru.
Dharma nirapekshata.
Dharma nirapekshata.
But this is not religion, this is knowledge. If we tell you we're going to die, is that religion? It's a fact. And if we say you're going to be born again, that's also knowledge. May say, well, that's Hindu religion. It's not Hindu religion, it's a fact. Nowadays, people have a lot of faith in modern science. They shouldn't have so much faith in science. Maybe you know, probably in the last generation, the most popular book of popular science in English. What is that? Who can say? We used to see all the young people in India reading it with great attention. You know what that book is? Anyone? A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. So now one of the scientists of Cambridge University was assisting him for years in his research, says actually all his theories are wrong. He said when he first put out the theory, it was the best theory at the time, but now with more research, we found out it doesn't work. So for 20, 30 years, people think, oh, great scientist, wonderful, and then all his life, all his research, it's all bogus, it's all shown to be useless. So someone else wanted to make a biography of Stephen Hawking with the name a brief history of a waste of time. His whole life was wasted. Bhagavad Gita isn't like that. Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. It's the scientific knowledge of God. Oh, something else I saw. Now, some big announcement, some scientists have said that all the matter in our universe blew in from another universe. That's the next latest big theory. How do they know? How it's just a complete guess. This is real science means to know things as they are. So you can ask your science teacher that if we come back 30 years from now, do you think they'll still be teaching all the same things in the science class? I know myself, some of the things I was taught in class, now they say, no, no, that's wrong. But when I was taught, they told me it was right. That's not science. But Bhagavad Gita, it's the same Bhagavad Gita that was taught 5,000 years ago to Arjuna by Krishna. And it was taught millions of years ago to Vivasvan, the sun god. So-called scientific people, they don't believe in any sun god. We looked in our telescope, we didn't see any sun god. You won't see sun god in any telescope. You won't find God by looking through a telescope. Or a microscope. Or any scope. To understand God requires purification of heart. So Bhagavad Gita is scientific knowledge of the nature of the soul and of God. And it can be understood by persons who are pure in heart. People think they're being very scientific. They say, show me God. If we can't see God, then we don't believe. It's a very unscientific statement. Because there are so many things we can't see. Just like, for instance, the air. We can't see the air. But we understand the presence of the air from its symptoms. So similarly, we see that the whole universe is operating according to so many laws. How is it going on like that? Not, and it just can't come into being just by some kind of cosmic accident. So the scientific knowledge of Bhagavad Gita describes that. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kauntaya jagat viparivartate. Do you know the translation? Can you say it? Okay.
ఎట్లాగైతే ఒక హారంలో పూసలన్నీ ఉంటాయో ఆ పూసలన్నింటినీ కూడా బంధించి ఉంచే ఒక దారం ఉంటుంది. ఆ దారం ఎట్లాగైతే మన పూసలన్నింటినీ బంధించి మాలగా ఉంచుతుందో అట్లాగే కృష్ణుడి అధ్యక్షతన కృష్ణుడి యొక్క పర్యవేక్షణలో యొక్క విశ్వం అంతా కూడా నడుస్తుంది.
Everything is going on under Krishna's supervision. Adhyaksha is the Adhyakshata. Same word, Sanskrit and Telugu.
Pratidi kuda Krishna yokka adhyakshata ga nadustundi.
So we should learn this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to get the highest benefit of life. It is a symptom of Kali Yuga that people are atheistic and proud of it.
ఇది కలియుగ లక్షణం ఏంటంటే జనాలు నాస్తికులుగా ఉండి ఎంతో గొప్పగా గర్వంగా కూడా అనుకుంటుంటారు.
They're proud of their foolishness.
వారి యొక్క అజ్ఞానానికి వారు ఎంతో గర్వపడుతూ కూడా ఉంటారు.
Just like nowadays people think if you drink alcohol is very sophisticated. Not the village daru, but the English whiskey, very high class.
But
that is not high class, that's very low class, that's for rakshasas. And people think you have to eat meat and then you're very good. That's all the rakshasas, they like to eat meat. That means that unnecessarily you're giving so much pain to other living beings. And as a result of that, you'll have to suffer karmic reaction. And as a result of that, the consciousness becomes so contaminated that one can never understand
Bhagavad Gita.
Not only cannot understand, but have no interest in
it.
So there is a great spiritual revolution required. Kranti. Viplava. People in India, they naturally have a tendency to want to chant Hare Krishna, understand Bhagavad Gita.
భారతదేశంలో ప్రజలకి సహజంగానే ఈ యొక్క భగవంతుని గురించి అర్థం చేసుకోవాలని హరే కృష్ణ జపం చేయాలని ఒక ఆసక్తి ఉంటుంది.
డిస్పైట్ సో మచ్ ఎథియస్టిక్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్సెస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ స్టిల్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్.
ఇటువంటి నాస్తికత్వంతో కూడినటువంటి వాతావరణం ఉన్నప్పటికీ స్కూళ్లలో వెళ్ళి బోధించినప్పటికీ కూడా ఇంకా ప్రజలకి ఇటువంటి ఉత్సాహం అనేది ఉంది.
There are so many bad influences all around.
చెడు వాతావరణం మన చుట్టూ కూడా చాలా ఉంది.
We used to think that TV and cinema is very bad. It is very bad. But now everyone has on their phone all pornography, all bad things. It simply contaminate the consciousness and make humans into worse than animals.
ఇది మనకి చైతన్యాన్ని పూర్తిగా కలుషితం చేసేసి ఈ మనుషుల్ని జంతువుల కన్నా కూడా కింది స్థాయికి తీసుకెళ్ళిపోతుంది.
బట్ స్టిల్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ మెనీ పీపుల్ లైక్ యువర్ సెల్వ్స్ దే వాంట్ టు నో అబౌట్ భగవద్ గీత.
అయినప్పటికీ కూడా ఇటువంటి వాతావరణం ఉన్నప్పటికీ కూడా మీలాంటి కొద్దిపాటి మనకి ఇంకా కూడా భగవంతుని గురించి తెలుసుకోవాలని ఆసక్తితో ఉంది.
సో దిస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ మూమెంట్ ఇస్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు గివ్ ద రియల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్ గీత ఫర్ పీపుల్స్ ఇటర్నల్ బెనిఫిట్.
కృష్ణ చైతన్య ఉద్యమం యొక్క భగవద్గీత యొక్క నిజమైన జ్ఞానాన్ని ఈ యొక్క మన యొక్క మంచి కోసం అందరికీ కూడా పంచడం జరుగుతుంది.
ఆ గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ హి ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ సో మెనీ బుక్స్ భగవద్గీత సో మెనీ వాల్యూమ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం జస్ట్ టు గివ్ ద ప్రాపర్ నాలెడ్జ్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు పీపుల్.
గురువైనటువంటి ఇంట్లో ప్రభుత్వ వారు అనేక పుస్తకాలు భగవద్గీత భగవతం కానీ అనేక పుస్తకాలు ప్రచురించారు. ఎందుకంటే కేవలం యొక్క ప్రామాణికమైన ఆధ్యాత్మిక జ్ఞానం అందరికీ అందించడం కోసం.
Of course, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Even in the Western countries, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Even before Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries, there were more than 300 editions of Bhagavad Gita in English. Which shows that even in the Western countries, people are interested in this spiritual knowledge coming out of India. But only after Srila Prabhupada brought the Bhagavad Gita with the actual meaning as it is, did so many people become devotees of Krishna.
కానీ శ్రీల ప్రభుత్వం ఎప్పటికీ భగవద్గీతని యథాతథంగా అందించడం అందించారో అప్పుడు మాత్రమే జనాల్లో పరివర్తన అనేది మొదలై వాళ్ళు భక్తులుగా మారడం మొదలుపెట్టారు.
There is very great spiritual power in Bhagavad Gita if it's presented as it is.
భగవద్గీతలో చాలా గొప్ప శక్తి ఉంది ఎప్పుడంటే అది యథాతథంగా అందించినప్పుడు మాత్రమే.
It has the power to lift everyone out of this cycle of birth and death.
భగవద్గీత ప్రతి ఒక్కరిని కూడా జన్మ మృత్యు అనే యొక్క చక్రం నుంచి బయటపడే శక్తి ఉంది.
And to give the highest goal of life, which is pure love of Krishna.
జీవితంలో మనం సాధించవలసినటువంటి అత్యుత్తమైన గమ్యం కృష్ణ భక్తులు మనకి అందించడం.
We all hear the word love. It's a well-known word in every language.
ఈ ప్రేమ అనే ఒక శబ్దాన్ని మనం అనేక మార్లు వింటూ ఉంటాం.
Prem. It's a common word. But how much actual love do we have in our hearts? We have to see. And how much dvesh do we have in our hearts? Just like someone may love India. They love India so much that they go and fight against Pakistan and give their life for India. That means on one side they love, on the other side they hate Pakistan. So in this material world there's always love, it's always mixed with hate.
భౌతిక ప్రపంచంలో ప్రేమ అనేది ఎప్పుడు ద్వేషంతో పాటు పక్కనే ఉంటుంది.
But pure spiritual love means there's only love and no hate.
నిజమైన ఆధ్యాత్మికమైన ప్రేమ ఏంటంటే కేవలం ప్రేమ మాత్రమే ఉంటుంది, ఎటువంటి ద్వేషం అనేది ఉండదు.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the proper object of that love.
దేవుడైన శ్రీకృష్ణుడు మన యొక్క ప్రేమకి పాత్రుడు.
By the force of time in this material world, someone who is in this life in India and he's a desha bhakta, he loves his country, and he may be in his next life born in Pakistan, then he'll hate it.
Kala kramamlo em jarugutunnade, bharat deshanni ento preminchinatundi ee vyakti vache jamalo inkoka pakka deshamlo pottavachu, appudu ayana ade vyakti bharat deshanni dveshistu untadu.
So real love is not in this material world.
Asalaina prema ee yokka bhautika prapanchamlo ledu.
Few years ago, just up until a short time ago, there was Jai Telangana movement going on. In this life you may be born in Telangana. Next life where? You may be born in Telangana as a cow and then you have to go to the slaughterhouse in Hyderabad.
వచ్చే జన్మలో మీరు తెలంగాణలో ఒక అవునాగా పుట్టవచ్చు, ఆ పుట్టి యొక్క కవేళకి మీరు వెళ్ళి గదించి వదిలిపోవచ్చు.
దీస్ ఆర్ ది క్రూయల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్.
భౌతిక పరమైన జీవితానికి సంబంధించిన క్రూరమైన వాస్తవాలు ఇవన్నీ కూడా.
సో ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ టాట్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత.
ఈ విషయాలన్నీ కూడా భగవద్గీతలో నేర్పించడం జరిగింది.
వి రిక్వెస్ట్ యు టు టేక్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ వెరీ సీరియస్లీ.
మీ యొక్క జ్ఞానాన్ని మీరు చాలా శ్రద్ధగా తీసుకోవాలని మేము కోరుకుంటున్నాం.
చాంట్ ద హోలీ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. This will purify the consciousness and fill our hearts with love of Krishna.
దీనివల్ల
make this birth your last birth. No more coming back to Telangana or anywhere else. Go to the spiritual world. However much you may love Telangana, there's going to be birth, death, old age and disease here for sure. Like everywhere else in this material
world.
So go to the spiritual world with Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another symptom of the Kali Yuga is that there are so many imitation gods. People are misled. Just like this, Sai Baba is very popular. Nowhere in Shastra is there any mention of Sai Baba. It's all just some imagination. Actual Bhagavan is Krishna. This is in Shastra is accepted by all great acharyas. So please learn this from Bhagavad Gita. Chant Hare Krishna. Purify your life and go to the spiritual world with Krishna. We're also trying to train some young boys from the beginning in the Gurukul, in all this. Kaumara acharat pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham nanusham janma tadapya dhruvam arutatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam states that this Bhagavad Dharma should be taught from the very beginning of life, from the Kumara age. Human life is very valuable, but it's also anischitam, any time we can pass away. So, from the beginning of life, we should learn this knowledge. So again, we have to thank the devotees for making the endeavor to bring this knowledge and this chanting to Bhuvanagiri and to all different places in Telangana. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, please?
The question is, you said many of us, we have spent most of our life doing simple activities, and
And by now practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously, is it possible for us to go back to Godhead in this very life?
Is it possible to go? It's not only in this life you've committed simple activities. How many lives have you had? Uncounted. Is it possible to go back to Godhead in this life by Bhagavad Gita and Parayana? Well, one has to actually live according to Bhagavad Gita. It's very good to recite Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, you sit on the chariot and chant shlokas. The whole point of Bhagavad Gita is to get Arjuna to act according to Krishna's order. So we chant the shlokas with the idea of absorbing the knowledge, and then we have to put it in practice in our life. So Krishna's order is that we Manmana Bhavabhakto Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru Mamai Vaishasi Satyanta Pratijane Priyosane. Always think of me, become my devotee, bow down to me, worship me. In this way you will surely come to me. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So his order to us is to engage in bhakti yoga.
Hare Krishna. What is the difference of dharma and jnana? Dharma and jnana are different. One issue. Jnana to any jnana, that is, one person, society or a person, that jnana only gula, other than that, pravarti se, then the jnana will not out.
Dharma and jnana are inseparable. Dharma is practiced on the basis of jnana. One should know what is the purpose of life. That is jnana. And then one should act on that basis. That is dharma. So the purpose of life is to know that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, I should serve Krishna. That is jnana. And dharma means to act in Krishna's service by hearing and chanting about Krishna, by taking prasad, food offered to Krishna, and so on. Of course, these are very big topics. Jnana is unlimited. Dharma covers all activities, all everything imaginable. But the essence of jnana is to understand that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. And dharma means to act in that knowledge.
Hare Krishna, kindly clarify Nishkama Karma and Karma Paratyaga.
Nishkama Karma and Karma Paratyaga, do you see what you're talking about?
Yeah, these topics are discussed in Bhagavad Gita. To act without desire for the result. Is called Nishkam Karma. And Karma Phalatyag, to give up the result of work, it's the same thing. This is taught in the early chapters of Bhagavad Gita. But there's more to it. A beginning stage of spiritual advancement is to understand that I am not the enjoyer of this world.
ఆధ్యాత్మిక జీవితం యొక్క ఆరంభ దశలో మనం తెలుసుకోవాల్సిన విషయం ఏంటంటే నేను భోక్తని కాదు, నేను అనుభవించేవాడిని కాదు అని తెలుసుకోవాలి.
సో ఐ షుడ్ వర్క్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బట్ నాట్ బి అటాచ్డ్ టు ది రిజల్ట్.
నేను ఈ యొక్క ప్రపంచంలో నా యొక్క కర్మం చేయాలి కానీ ఒక ఫలితం మీద నేను ఆసక్తి పెంచుకోకూడదు.
దాట్ ఈస్ ది బిగినింగ్ స్టేజ్.
అది ఆరంభ దశ.
బట్ ఎ హైయర్ స్టేజ్ is, as Krishna describes later, mat karma kran, mat parama, mat bhaktas, to work specifically for Krishna's pleasure. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, tadasi, yad tapasyasi, kamtaya, tat karushva, mad arpana. Krishna says that whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever tapasya you may perform, whatever charity you give, you do that as an offering to me. So better than being a gross materialist who wants to work and develop his own income and his own position, is to be detached from the results of work. But better than that, higher stage, is to work specifically for the pleasure of Krishna. Anything else?
మనం మనకంటే పెద్దవాళ్ళందరినీ గౌరవించి అన్న, తమ్ముడు, నాన్న అని పిలుచుకుంటాం కదా, కానీ మనం అందరికి తండ్రి అయిన బీజ ప్రదాత అయిన కృష్ణుని కృష్ణుడు అని పిలవడం సరి
అయినదా? But Krishna is the supreme of every supreme father, Bija Pradata. We are calling him directly Krishna, so is it proper?
Yeah, is it proper to directly address Krishna? Instead of by some indirect, respectful term. Yes, it is proper. Because we have to follow the order of the superior. And Krishna tells us to chant his name. That is the most purifying activity, to chant the name of Krishna. So Krishna makes himself, he very kindly gives himself to us in the form of the name. Just like in the woman, she may refer to her husband, if she mentions him talking to someone, as the master of the house. They still do that in Telugu language still going on? Is it? So in the same way we can refer to the Supreme Lord as Jagannath, Bhagawan, Lord of the Universe, Supreme, Supreme God. These are ways to refer to Him. But His very personal name is Krishna. And He invites us to come in a very personal relationship with Him. By chanting His name directly. That is His very great mercy upon us. Anything else?
హరే కృష్ణ
I was already said in Telugu. Better thing is to chant Hare Krishna. Better than any liberation. Better than simply being liberated from this material world is to go to this blissful spiritual world of Krishna.
కేవలం భౌతిక ప్రపంచం నుంచి ముక్తి పొందడం కంటే కూడా కృష్ణుడు ఉన్నటువంటి అత్యుత్తమైన ఆధ్యాత్మిక ప్రపంచానికి ఆనందంగా కూడినటువంటి
అటువంటి
ప్రపంచానికి మనం కేవలం హరే కృష్ణ జపం ద్వారా వెళ్ళగలుగుతాం.
మోక్ష ఇస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ బీయింగ్ రిలీజ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ జైల్.
మోక్షం అంటే ఒక జైలు నుంచి ఖైదీని బయటకు విడుదల చేయడం లాంటిది.
దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ బిగ్ జైల్.
ఈ భౌతిక ప్రపంచం ఒక గొప్ప జైలు లాంటిది, కారాగారం లాంటిది.
మోక్ష మీన్స్ టు బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. But bhakti, by chanting Hare Krishna, that takes us to the spiritual world. So simply to get free from birth and death, that's one thing, but then to be situated in the topmost position of spiritual bliss, that's much better. That comes from chanting Hare Krishna.
ఈ భౌతిక ప్రపంచం నుంచి ముక్తి పొందడం ఒకటి, కానీ అత్యుత్తమైన ఆనందంతో కూడినటువంటి ఆధ్యాత్మిక జీవితం గడపడం ఇంకొకటి. అటువంటి ఆధ్యాత్మిక జీవితం కేవలం హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర జపం ద్వారా మనకి లభిస్తుంది.
సో మోక్ష ఇస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ భక్తి, ఆటోమేటిక్లీ కమ్స్ విదౌట్ ఎనీ సెపరేట్ ఎండెవర్.
కృష్ణ భక్తిలో సహజంగానే తనంతట తాగే ముక్తి మనకి లభిస్తుంది.
You go on chanting Hare Krishna, you are already liberated.
Hare Krishna mantra ni japistu undante meeru mukti pondinatle.
Otherwise how are you going to be? By chanting Hare Krishna you automatically get liberated, and by any other process you are not going to get liberated.
Hare Krishna mantra japam cheyadam dwara meeru danata gadi meeku mukti labhistundi.
Who is that asking about liberation as a sannyasi? Yourself. He was asking about that. Yeah. Yeah. But you're not going to be a sannyasi. No. So, what's the meaning of even asking the question? But you can chant Hare Krishna, you'll be much more than any sannyasi. That's what I'm telling you. The easy method is to chant Hare Krishna. The easy method is to chant Hare Krishna. But you have to take it seriously. Where's the mic? You have to say the mic. Take the mic and we'll be finished.
హరే కృష్ణ మార్గం జపం చేయడమే సులువైన మార్గము కానీ దాన్ని ఎంతో శ్రద్ధగా తీవ్రంగా పరిగణించి తీసుకోవాలి.
దట్ మీన్స్ యు హావ్ టు టేక్ అప్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ చాంటింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే.
మీరు కృష్ణ చైతన్య మార్గంలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఒక పద్ధతిని మీరు పాటించాలి. ప్రతి క్షణం కూడా హరే కృష్ణ మార్గం జపం చేయాలి.
యు హావ్ గ్రే హెయిర్స్ ఆన్ యువర్ హెడ్
ఇప్పటికే.
వాట్ డస్ దట్ మీన్?
దాని అర్థం ఏంటి?
యు ఆర్ క్లోజర్ టు యువర్ నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ than the birth you had in this body. Isn't it? Right? So you don't have that much time left. So you better take Krishna consciousness seriously now. Yeah, there's a very strict rule. No one is allowed to leave without taking prasadam. Yeah, tell them. They're very strict in Krishna consciousness. No one's allowed to leave without prasadam. Okay, there's a question there. Yeah, there's a question one gentleman has.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In coordination with Mr. Polishan, I have made you a working. I work in the Rishi department in terms of condition.
Hare Krishna.
I want to say what is easy and what is difficult. There is a problem. Everything easy when you are lazy about it. Nothing is easy when you are lazy about it. So, yeah, I want to say because I have
should be crazy about chanting Hare Krishna. Let us not be lazy. We should be crazy about chanting Hare Krishna.
I want to clarify, I have written seed and somewhere in the newspaper also. If there is no filament in a bulb, there is no light. If God is not in your life, there is no light in your life.
That's true. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think we should finish now and just.
I want to clarify this because.
What do you want to clarify? Yeah, you're right. What you said is right. Chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very good observation. Hare Krishna. All right, we'll just switch out the books and then you can take prasadam and then we'll. Thank you for giving your valuable time.